Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as always, as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading, namhlanje silapha ku Deuteronomy 29, sifunda uverse 1, sijambele ku verse 9 to 18, and we are reading NIV translation. Manje, lifundeka kanje leli lizwi. These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them in Horeb. Verse 9, carefully follow the terms of the covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. All of you are standing here today in the presence of the Lord your God. Your leaders, the chief men, your elders, the official, and all men and elders, other men of Israel, together with your children and your wives, and the aliens living in your camps who chop the wood and carry the water. You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with the Lord your God, a covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing it with an oath, to confirm you this day as his people that he may be your God, as he promised you and as he saw to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm making this covenant with an oath, not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here today. You yourself know how you lived in Egypt and how you passed through the countries on the way here. You saw among them their detestable images and idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold. Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the God of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. When such a person hears the words of the oath, he invokes a blessing on himself, and therefore thinks, I will be safe even though I persist in doing my own way. This will bring disaster on the watered land as well as the dry. Nale ilizwi kaNkulunkulu esilifundile namhlanje. Manje lana ilanga lanamhlanje today libalulekile phango uNkulunkulu more than the yesterday, and it is important day more than tomorrow. Reason is we can't go back to yesterday, and at the same time we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. Hence uJesu Kristu kunala wathi, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Manje today ubalulekile kakhulu kule chapter ngoba we see ukuthi the word today is repeated 7 times even in the next chapter. So whenever a word is repeated, it means uNkulunkulu kukhona lokugcizelelayo. If only we could understand the importance of today, we would not live with the bitterness of yesterday. If only we could understand the importance of today, we could not live in the anxiety of tomorrow. Today is important because we serve a merciful God whose mercies are new every morning. And in some scriptures, uNkulunkulu, forget the past, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Looking at verse 10, no, verse 11, la la isimfunde khona. Little Elise, all of you who are standing here today. So that means all of them who were standing there that day were accountable for iloko abakuzwile ngendlebe zabo. Not the people in the past, not the people in the future, but them, they were accountable ngaloko abakuzwile. Manje, that day was important kwa Israeli. Ngani, ngoba, these were the last days, few months, la uMoses ezohamba emhlabeni. And that day was important again. Ngani, ngoba, since they came out of Egypt, most of those who stood there, they were not very old people. Ngoba, liyasitshela izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi, most of them who came out of Egypt, they died on their way in the wilderness. But now God is raising a new generation. Azongena ngayo. Elizweni lesethembiso. Manje, that day was important to them. Ngoba there was no age, no gender, no status discrimination. The foreigners, the slaves, men and women, young people stood in the presence of God that day. And at the same time, we understand, ukuthi, whenever we come before the presence of God, we will not be the same. Whenever a person eza ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, kukhona izinto ezenzakalayo emntwini. NjengoMoses lithi kaNkulunkulu, 2 Corinthians 3, wathi esebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu uma kesuka, wayegcwele inkazimulo. Manje lapha uma sifunda futhi kuverse 9 wakhona, lithi leli lizi, follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. Manje, these very words uNkulunkulu azikhuluma lawo manzi uzowakhuluma futhi kuJoshua in the later stage. Uma sifunda incwadi kaJoshua chapter 1, la uNkulunkulu ethe kuye, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate in it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, manje, uma simbheka lo verse 9, lithi leli lizi follow. Manje, what is to follow? To follow is to comply. What is to follow? To follow is to conform. To follow is to adhere. To follow is to, siyabona ukuthi, is to adhere. And also, uma sibona ukuthi, if the elite is kaNkulunkulu, uma bekwenza lokho, this is the condition of their prosperity. Njengoba manje sikhulume ngoJoshua, uNkulunkulu azokhuluma kuye nokuthi uzoprospera uma ngabe a meditator. Kulaba uNkulunkulu uthe kubo, uma ngabe they can follow njengoba uNkulunkulu the terms of this covenant, bayophumelela kuko konke abakwenzayo. Manje la uma sifunda verse 9, verse 1, verse 9, verse 11, these are the fundamental reason of their gathering that day. Their fundamental reason of their gathering that day, it was about the covenant. The fundamental reason of their gathering that day, it was about the terms of the covenant. Again, it was about the seal of the covenant. And again, it was about an oath. uNkulunkulu ayenza. Manje, before we go further, I would like us to have the picture of what was happening that day. That day, siyakhumbula ukuthi uMoses, now he was about 120 years and he was about to go. And manje makathi today, ushola ukuthi mina ngeke ngiphinde ngibe nani, futhi ngeke niphinde niwezwe lawo maze phuma kimi. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wanika uMoses umthetho, akanikanga uJoshua. So uMoses kufanele ukuthi awuqedelele umthetho uNkulunkulu athi amnikeze wona, ukuthi awunikeze abantwana bakaIsrayeli. Manje uma sine picture yelelo langa, we find out ukuthi there was the Ark of the Covenant, eyayinabo, and in this Ark of the Covenant, there was the presence of God. And that is why Moses added, today, all of you who are standing in the presence of God. Why? Because the Ark of the Covenant, bekukhona ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu. And at the same time, when we look at that day, sithola ukuthi bekuyilanga also. Amathambo kaJosepha was amongst them. Ngani? Ngoba uJosepha bahamba naye, badlula naye iJordani, bayongena naye eShishem. iShishem namhlanje yilapha esithi iWest Bank namhlanje. Manje kuverse 1 iyasitshela ukuthi the terms of the covenant uNkulunkulu azenza eMoab was the additional of the covenant uNkulunkulu ayenza eHoreb. Reason was that uma befuka eMoab, siyakhumbula ziningi izinto abazenza ezingalunganga ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Njengoba sazi ukuthi bagcina bekhonza onkulunkulu abathile, bagcina beseduzwa amaMoabites. Then uNkulunkulu had to make a covenant kule yenza eMoab. Njengoba siyakhumbula uNkulunkulu waze wayenza nesethembiso kwifamily kaFinyasi owamela iqiniso phambi koNkulunkulu. Manje la uma sibheka futhi kuverse 12 and 13, isikhuluma ngendaba ye covenant and ikhuluma ngendaba ye seal of the covenant. Also it talks about an oath God made as he saw to their fathers, so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then these are the two verses. They are taking us back to Genesis chapter 17, verse 9 to 14. Kula uNkulunkulu, the reason yokuthi abantu bezizwe, ileso reason yokuthi abantu bonke nama slaves bakwazi ukuma ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba those people, as they stood ebukhoneni kaNkulunkulu, all of them were not circumcised. And uNkulunkulu manje wenza saw an oath no Abraham, as we are reading laphaya kuGenesis chapter 17, reading verse 9 to 14. Lithi leli lizwi lapho, then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for generation to come. This is a covenant with you and your descendants, that you, the covenant you are keep, every male among you shall be circumcised. You are undergo circumcision, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generation to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call him Sarah, but you are going to call him Sarai. Manje siyabona lapho ukuthi uma uMoses ekhuluma ngeterms of the covenant. These were the terms of the covenant uNkulunkulu azenza no Abraham. Reason eMoabu icovenant yakhona ingazange ifane nale ngoba manje they never circumcised. All those 40 years abanye abazalela endleleni. Now this was the time to circumcise. Why? Because they were crossing over. Beya kwenye beyothatha izethembiso zabo. uNkulunkulu azethembisa ngelilize abayolthatha iCanaan. Manje uma sibona lapho kule chapter sifunda ku chapter 29, iprepare into ezokwenzeka ngoba uMoses akakwazi ukuthi angaqedi ukwenza umthetho. But all of this implementation yakhona iba lapha kuJoshua chapter 5. Uma sifunda verse 2 siya ku verse 9, lithi lelizwi, at that time the Lord said to Joshua, make a flint knife and circumcise the Israel again. So Joshua made a flint knife and circumcised the Israelite in Kibbeth Harmod. Now this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all men military age, died in the desert on their way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the desert during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites did move about in desert 40 years until all of them were military age when they left Egypt had died. Since they had not obeyed the Lord, for the Lord has sworn to them that they would not see the land that he had solemnly promised to their fathers to give as a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their sons in their place, and they were the ones Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had no been the whole nation had been circumcised. They remained where they were in a camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the place has been called Gilgal. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje lapho siyabona ke ukuthi implementation yalokho uNkulunkulu akukhuluma chapter 29 implementation yenzeke uma bengicela ngale sebekuphi sebese Gilgali lapho manje kwaba uJoshua obase circumcisayo lababantu manje uma sibheka kwenzeka futhi eGilgali not only is circumcision yenzeka but kwenzeka ukuthi imana bebeyidla iNkulunkulu wastop ukuthumela imana and again the cloud ababe ayihamba nabo which were bekuyifu lomlilo ebusuku and kuyifu elibasithezayo emini that kwabonakala ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi liyastopa ngani ngoba manje even uMoses wayengekho manje now these people were coming to a new phase they started a new phase uma beqala sebelapho manje ileader yabo ebafakayo uJoshua manje now the importance of today kubaluleke ngendlela emangalisayo ngoba uma bebengalalelanga lokhu uNkulunkulu bekushilo ngalelo langa manje ngoba uNkulunkulu beyazi ukuthi kusasa kufanele benzeni manje ilanga lanamhlanje libalulekile kuNkulunkulu kunelanga la izolo nelanga lakusasa yiko lokhu Jesu Kristu athi as long as it today we must do works of him who sent me night is coming when no one can do the work manje uma sibheka ukubaluleka kwe today ngoba uNkulunkulu is God of the time ngoba uNkulunkulu is God of the season uNkulunkulu is God of the order. The decision we make today determines the tomorrow so that we may not lose the opportunity. Ngoba ukhona umuntu oke wathi, we don't miss the opportunities, but we lose the opportunities. Uma si postpone, uNkulunkulu lo wathi masikwenze. Uyabona uMama Teresa uthi make khuluma ikhotha yena uthi lapha yesterday is gone tomorrow has not yet come we only have today manje uma noJesu simbona esifundisa ngeLord's prayer uthi give us today our daily bread today our daily bread kunalapho uJesu Kristu uma ihlangana noZacchaeus lapho uthi uJesu Kristu kuye I must stay in your house today aphinda athi kwelinye ivesi kuye make qhubeka kuZacchaeus athi today salvation has come to your house manje uJesu Kristu even nakulo wayehenge naye esiphambanweni kulapho wathi kuye today I will be with you in paradise. When the Holy Spirit Bangwele tells us to do something today, he has a reason why, because he knows that tomorrow, as we said, that today determines the tomorrow. Nginobufakazi balokho. Uyabona komnye unyaka kudala, kwakwenzeka ukuthi khona umnye usise bathu usisi Esther wayilunge kakhulu nje. Ngizokhatha off story ukuthi sizobamba isikhathi. Manje that sister that day dala ngimazi but that day umoya engcwele wathi kimi mtshela ukuthi ukudingeka uyokhuleka naye amukele uJesu waphospona usisi Esther wangitshela ukuthi bekhona izolo kuyiSunday manje uzoba khona Saturday ngathi sisi Esther into yanamhlanje ngithe ngisuka la ithengisela khona mangibuyele emuva kwafanele ukuthi ngiphoxelele ukuthi sisi Esther kudingeka namhlanje manje to cut the matter short usisi Esther the following day uma yemarket ngoba uyithengisa ama fruits she was brutally murdered manje ngakhala kuNkulunkulu ukuthi why umoya engcwele wathi kimi igazi lakhe lobuzwa kuye alibuzwa emahlombe ami manje ngithonda ukuthi angazi noma usisi Esther kwakudingeka ukuthi sikhuleke ukuthi siprevente lokufa noma ngabe i-reason yokuthi sikhuleka kwakuyini manje ngithanda ukuthi ilanga lanamhlanje libalulekile than any other day uma uNkulunkulu athi yenza into yiko loku uSolomon ethi do not boast about tomorrow for you do not know what tomorrow has for you manje again bangcwele uverse 15 lithi who are standing with us today in the presence of the Lord our God manje uthi but also with those who are not yet here today manje uma sibeka lawo mazwi lawo uJesu Kristu naye wawakhuluma lamazwi kuJohane 17 kuverse 29 uma ekhuluma nabafundi bakhe athi I'm not praying for you only, but I'm praying for those who hear the gospel in the future. Manje uma sibheka lezi lamavesi ayasifaka nathi namhlanje. The seal of the covenant with us today, we are sealed with the blood of Jesus. And the book of Romans, it is a sivala. It is, he received the sign of circumcision in the faith which he had, seal of the righteousness, the faith in which he had while uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that the righteous might be credited to them. Good Romans chapter 4, good verse 11. Bese kuma Ephesians 1, little lilizwi. In him we also, after listening the message of the truth, the gospel of salvation, have also believed. You were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit. Manje nagiti kwenzekile ukuthi nathi were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit. Manje kuseni ilanga libalulekile kuNkulunkulu. Yena namhlanje uma uNkulunkulu athi yenze into, yenze ngoba uyazi ukuthi kusasa uyosibekaphi. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle. This is the day that the Lord has made. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.